Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, and we're watching the strike by SAG-AFTRA, my union, against the Hollywood studios. And this is in a period of time where America's on summer break, but the actors and the designers and the producers of these films are on the picket line against and what for. Jeff, a very good evening to you. The strike is difficult to encapsulate, but it has to do with competition anticipated in the future against artificial intelligence and the sharing of revenues from the production that is possible as the AI takes over who and what and where. But right now I'm concentrating on the picket lines. Where are they? And you tell me that tourists have discovered the picket lines. Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. The picket lines have been setting up at the various studios throughout Southern California, the LA, Hollywood area, San Fernando Valley. They've rotated them some here and there. Netflix seems to have been hit the most because it's, you know, huge part of the streaming business that they're trying to address. The strike is talking about what's going to happen in the future, not only around residuals, around payments that come to actors after their movies or television shows have been shown or streamed, but also about, you know, what role artificial intelligence will have in not only the talent side, the acting, the on-air side, but also in the writing side, because we also have a writer's strike going on right now. What is interesting about this, you did point out this is the summer. This is typically a time that films and other programs are being made and then, you know, stockpiled up for the regular season. But it's something that's going to affect now the television and film industry and the streaming business, probably for at least a year or two. It's going to impact it, even if they ended it right now. So this is going to be a work action, a labor action that's going to strike deep, not only in Southern California, where it's also always already costed over $2 billion, but it's something that's going to impact the viewing habits of Americans across the country for a year or two, at least.
Can Americans see their favorite stars on the picket line?
They have been. That's one of the interesting things. People realize, oh, you know, I don't have to take the bus tour and drive around, you know, listen to some tour guide tell you that so-and-so lives here or this is where they made the movie. I can just park my car down near the studios where they're located, the headquarters, hang out, and I'll see lots of stars out there. Now, they're not going to be made up, and they're not going to be looking fancy. Most of them are wearing SAG-AFTRA T-shirts or strike placards are in their hand. But nonetheless, they get to see these people marching out there. I understand they've also had this happen in New York and Chicago as well, but it's now becoming a little bit of a thing here in L.A. where people show up to watch these people protest.
One business that's doing very well is plastic surgery. Why, Jeff?
Well, one of the biggest reasons is because since nothing is filming right now, they figure, well, this is a good time. You know, the stars are figuring, hey, now's a good time to get worked on. You know, I'll be healed up by the time they get this labor situation fixed. And there's no quick demand for me to get back to the office or to the set. So we're seeing a lot of business right now at the biggest plastic surgeons throughout Southern California. They've not seen business like this in a long time.
Netflix. I saw an item that said that Netflix is trying to hire artificial intelligence or something like it, or maybe a robot for $900,000. You don't trust anything when you see it online. Is it true? What are they trying to hire?
It is true. They're trying to hire people who are experts in artificial intelligence slash machine learning so that they can get a better understanding of what their audiences are looking for, how often they'll watch what they put out there. Really, this is about the investment side. They're trying to peg the audience to the possible investments and profits for future productions. Now, that makes the SAG-AFTRA people nervous because they're used to having a show picked up for, you know, a couple years. But what these algorithms and what this machine learning is telling studios is that, hey, this thing only has legs, as they say, for a year or two, and then you cut it loose because it won't be profitable anymore. That makes the unions very nervous. That means jobs are going out the window with those decisions.
Watching Disney as they lay off thousands, there is a surprise, Jeff. You sent me an item saying Disney is serving alcohol. Has it always served alcohol?
Now, it's always served alcohol at Club 33, which is the private club within the park. And that's for people. You have to, essentially, it's almost like a country club membership. It's very tough to become a member of Club 33, a very long waiting list. It was a club that that Walt Disney started with his first 33 investors as a way of kind of paying them off. But it spread out to be a very she thing to belong to. Then they kind of expanded to another part in the park called Olga's Cantina in 2019. There's always been alcohol available out at the hotel, but now they're going to open it up to more, you know, beer, wine, and specialty cocktails in the park at least three different locations. It has a number of cast members nervous because they know what happens when there's too much alcohol in the park. We've seen problems before. So they'll keep an eye on this, but it's interesting to see things change, and it definitely goes against the way that Walt Disney wanted his park run in the future.
Yes, Yodeler Bliss would be surprised to see alcohol in the Alps. Jeff, how is the attendance in Disneyland?
The attendance at Disneyland has been good. It's been, you know, right at the numbers they need. However, Florida has really taken a hit. The Florida parks, and not just Disney, but also Universal Studios Orlando, which is almost kind of right across the street from it, in a manner of speaking. But the Disney park down there, there's just so many videos of people walking through the park, and it looks like it's deserted, like it's gone out of business. There are so few people there. Now, some people say it's because, you know, some people try to tag the politics of Florida on it, but what it's really more about is about the economy and about the heat. It's been stifling heat down. There's been stifling heat down there, and that's really hurt the business. But the economy has made everybody nervous, and we're not just seeing that in big theme parks like Disneyland. We're also seeing it in county fairs, even seeing it right here in Orange County's annual fair, which is, you know, apparently business has been going down. I've been talking to vendors out there about it, and they're saying the economy has been troubling visitors there.
The homeless. The homeless of Los Angeles are not solved. The homeless of the Bay Area are not solved. But what about the homeless of Anchorage? What is this?
That's a very interesting question. It just was revealed today, the LA Times, that people who are experiencing homelessness in Anchorage, Alaska, may be sent to LA and other cities with warmer climates this winter because of a shortage of shelters. You know, they're seeing a rise in homeless there in Alaska as well. I don't know if this is a welcome news for Mayor Karen Bass in LA, who's already dealing with a lot of problems here. But a lot of people are thinking, well, that might be a humane approach, but I don't know if we can handle any more here.
Critter Watch, we're going to La Jolla Cove, where I've never been. I'm presuming this is about Mother Nature and sea lions. What about them?
La Jolla Cove is an area up toward the north part of San Diego County. Beautiful beaches, very expensive neighborhood if you want to live there. And there's a cove, very famous cove, for sunbathing, snorkeling, scuba diving, kayaking. But it's also got a large population of pinnipeds, you know, the sea lions. And there are times when people encroach on the sea lions a bit too much. Sometimes it's idiots taking selfies with the sea lions, and the sea lions get a little upset. Now, these may look cute on the rocks, but when they are coming at you in the water at 30 or 40, I think probably about 30 miles an hour, they can be very dangerous. They've been known to bite people. So there's been a number of problems this past week where they've been charging people on the beach, and the lifeguards have had to remove people because it's become too dangerous.
And finally, 30 seconds. Mama California brown bear taking Junior for a swim in a hot tub. Where did this happen?
La Cañada Flint Ridge, which is a community about 14, 15 miles north of L.A., nice homes up in the hillsides, and a homeowner came home to find a mama and a baby bear playing around in the hot tub. It looked like they belonged there, and they were having a great time. The mama and the baby bear were just seemed to be laughing it up, if bears can laugh it up, just enjoying their time out in the water.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batch.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No